Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. And, of course, that means you can bring up anything that you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie. And Nikki.
We're talking about dating in the world of the constantly frightened, COVID fearful, I presume younger people. And these people do exist. Now, you guys question whether or not they are the majority. And I think that if you're including rural areas, no, they're not the majority. If you're talking about the cities, maybe they are.
I just don't think so, because I know for a fact it's not the majority in Texas cities. That's like
yeah,
a huge population
Texas.
Of the population, and then it's definitely not in like even Manchester here.
Yeah, but that's New Hampshire.
I think it depends on the city for sure. Like San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah. You better believe these people
so
are the majority.
Added up with the rural areas, I just really don't think so. Do you think it's that way in Nashville, Tennessee? I really don't think so.
Yeah, I doubt it.
By the way, the couple that they, or the guy that they used as the example in this story, lives in San Francisco.
Yeah,
so the
exactly.
guy who's got like extra.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, he's got extra COVID tests on hand and then takes one to his potential date, demands that she test, and she does, and she doesn't pass, so he goes on the date alone to the art gallery.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so,
sorry,
yeah,
it's just depends the headache. On the city. I mean, you're just going to have to go alone.
Yeah, it totally depends on the city. So I think in a city like, I mean, Manchester isn't even really a city. I mean, it's technically a city, but it's pretty small, all things considered. It's like 120,000, which is still city size, but it's not like a metropolis. It's not some sort of sprawling place like, you know, Los Angeles, where, you know, places where there are mandatory indoor mask mandates, mandatory vaccinations, places where people do that stuff. And
but
you're
a
right,
lot of
there
people
are people
coerced.
Like,
even
yeah,
in, like, Los
are.
Angeles, they're just coerced. So they're doing no, it no. to go along to get along, not because they're, like, sitting around. Not every one of them is sitting around thinking, is my date vaccinated and boosted? I don't want to get sick. So I just really don't think it's the majority. I think Nikki is right.
Well, I hope you guys are right about that. I mean, it's going to be hard to get any kind of real feel for what that's like.
If it was the majority, all TV shows would be people with masks, people going and getting their booster shots and stuff like that. But why don't they make TV shows like that? Because they want people to watch it and not be annoyed.
Well, people are showing up in masks on television, from what I understand. Now, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I've seen images over the last year of productions that do involve and plot lines that do involve people with masks.
Well,
so
not
that's
like the biggest movies.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we saw it in The Matrix. There were people in the masks in The Matrix.
And
now,
they made fun of it.
Japan.
It was, they made fun of it. It wasn't the whole movie. And
that's
it wasn't
true.
Like, oh, they're normalizing and everybody's wearing a mask. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
To where the average person would be like, this is normal, watching it and not walk out.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that, Bonnie, and I appreciate your optimism about this. If there's anybody out there that lives in one of these big cities and they want to comment on what the attitude is really like and what how common this level of fear is of people who are purportedly young. I mean, I'm guessing we're not talking about a 61-year-old or something like that here in this story. Yeah, one of them's 41. So let me go on here with this. WashingtonPost.com. They talk about how in the days before vaccines, daters might have agreed to isolate or scrambled for a PCR test before hooking up or dining indoors together. Once vaccination started, meeting strangers in person got safer and easier. Well, did it get safer? Because from what I understand, having a vaccine doesn't mean you aren't spreading COVID.
And also, from what I understand from an article I read from NPR just 2 days ago, they're just now realizing how the immune system works. They said...
Just now?
They said now that they have more information about how the immune system works, they realize that getting infected does provide you with years of
Immunity. But yet they're also saying, oh, you should still get a vaccine even if you've been infected, which...
Even though the people who are vaccinated are the ones in the ICU dying when they get COVID, and everybody that I know that has gotten COVID and is unvaccinated is relatively, if not asymptomatic, they're still at home. Like, they're not even at the point where they need to be hospitalized.
Yeah,
so it's...
My whole family, just got Omicron in Alabama, and they all just got over it like it was a cold. And then my dad, he developed pneumonia, but they even told him, like, it's such a little case of it, just go home. They didn't give him medication. So
there are doctors who will tell you that it's actually a bad idea to get a vaccine for COVID or for anything after you've already come down with the thing, that the natural immunity is superior and getting a vaccine can actually be harmful.
Yeah, like I've never had a chickenpox vaccine because I got chickenpox as a kid.
Right.
It would be retarded to just go get myself injected with the vaccine.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense because you already have immunity, and it might actually be worse to get the vaccine if you've already had chickenpox.
Hmm.
Then the Delta and Omicron variants hit, nudging some to rethink their COVID protocols. Should I ask my date to take a test before the first date, or only if we plan to be together inside? And who's responsible for supplying? The person who's more cautious, whoever has more on hand, or is it each germ machine for themselves?
If you were caring about this crap, it should be true yourself. I wouldn't be... That's ridiculous.
Rapid tests can be hard to find. At about $12 a pop, they're not cheap, and they're not always accurate. Some singles say they ask their date to get tested only if they've traveled recently or have the sniffles. Others ask for a test while the relationship is still new. Some daters say they're saving the free rapid test distributed by the Biden administration for romantic rendezvous, because nothing's
That's
more romantic
so disgusting.
Than stopping everything for a quick rapid test.
This is actually something that this whole culture has actually made more dangerous, I think, because why would you go on a date with somebody if you have the sniffles? I mean, if you're feeling sick, you would just be like, I'm gonna stay home, right? I mean, maybe it depends on how bad your sniffles are, like if you're just sneezing, but I wouldn't feel good about going out to dinner if I had like a cough before COVID times. But nowadays it's
I got tested,
you might not enjoy yourself or feel ugly, but yeah.
Still, it's hard to know what to do, says the Washington Post. The CDC doesn't specify whether a test is recommended before you swap saliva with a stranger or invite them to come upstairs. Imagine worrying over what the CDC says about dating protocols.
Yeah.
You know, what you should do on a date. Check with the CDC. It's ridiculous. Claire O'Connor, the head of content for the dating app Bumble, says that asking someone the last time they were tested for the coronavirus is similar to asking whether they've had a recent STI test. She says it's a precaution you take when you're considering getting intimate with somebody. So, anyway, let's see here. Then they go on with a Seinfeld reference. Skipping that, Cindy, a 39-year-old tech worker in...
San Francisco
did trust her date, perhaps too much. Cindy, who spoke on the condition of using her first name only for professional privacy, figured she'd taken all the necessary precautions by asking about her date's vaccination status. They were both vaccinated and boosted, and after three or four dates during which they'd become intimate, Cindy's date called to say she wasn't feeling well. A test confirmed she was positive. A few days later...
With a cold. It's not like, oh my god, this is a story of getting gonorrhea.
Like, yeah, it's not like they have HIV. It's like, okay, you got COVID.
Yeah.
You're gonna... Maybe you miss
you'll
a little bit
right.
of work. You'll be okay.
A few days later,
I wouldn't even
Cindy.
Think, before all this... Sorry. I wouldn't have even think if I was hanging out with someone or whatever, and then a few days later I got the cold, I wouldn't think to call someone. Because if they got the cold, they'd get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't think most
people
would do that.
Nor would you know where you got it from either.
Or when, yeah.
Right? Isolation forced the two women to revert to video dates and prompted some honest conversations that helped accelerate their relationship. Thankfully, our values and approach to the illness are aligned, Cindy says.
Those conversations are probably so insufferable.
Having fully healed from a mild case of the coronavirus, Cindy doesn't regret neglecting to test before getting it physical. Quote, there's no way I can make that happen. I would seem so high maintenance that the other person would run away. I would never get any kisses, period. She says.
Well, at least she knows.
Well, see, she's saying that even in San Francisco.
That backs up your case. but she has modified her behavior. She's now testing herself once a week just to make sure she's negative. Remember, this woman is vaccinated and boosted, and yeah. she's testing herself every single week.
Wow.
Just to make sure she's negative before meeting up with the woman who gave her COVID earlier this month. More coming up here.
That's so weird.
In moments. 603-283-6160. This is life for some people. It's free talk.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're reading a story from an insufferable city liberal explaining these cowardly city dwellers and how it is that they are handling their dating life in the so-called pandemic here. And just the amount of fear that just drips off of this article, and the embracing of the fear, the idea that it's just something to be respected.
Like, it's like being hygienic, to be fearful of a cold.
Well, there's a whole other article she wrote. I was looking at this woman, the author here, and she her name is Lisa Bonos. And she writes a lot. She's like a dating author or whatever. She writes a lot about The Bachelor, but she's got a lot of other, like, pandemic propaganda, dating propaganda pieces. And there's another one here called What's Sexy in a Pandemic? Caution. And it says, ask a dater about their pandemic turn-ons, and you'll hear things like, when someone has hand sanitizer in their pocket.
What? No.
When someone offers you an extra fresh mask they brought, even if you already have one. When someone gets tested or agrees to stay home for days before a date. When someone feels or someone seems like they could hold their own if they were dropped in the woods and needed food and shelter. Where'd that one come from?
Yeah, I know. That's like totally random.
And that does not remind me of these pandemic crazy people.
We went from beta male to like...
alpha male.
Yeah, right? Like
he can fish in the river with his arms.
Pandemic turnoffs include partying, unnecessary travel, complaining about wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, wearing a dirty mask. One woman said she was appalled that someone she'd been out with a few times had said he'd eaten inside an Olive Garden, risking your life for risking your life for in at Little Washington, she might understand, not Olive Garden.
Wow.
So it's okay.
So she's stuck up.
Yeah, it's okay if you go to the frou-frou foodie place, but you can't go to Olive Garden.
Oh, and I thought it wasn't risking your life. I thought it was risking everyone else's lives.
Oh, good point.
Right? She sounds selfish.
Yeah. So we're back to this original story here about the dating scene on how rapid testing became a dating ritual, according to this propaganda piece. They've looked at some San Franciscans and how just frightened they are still in general. Here we are, you know, 2 whole years basically after the start of this thing. And people are still living in fear. They're still, you know, doing this ridiculous nonsense. But we're going to continue here.
Well,
so
you forgot to mention one thing. You should describe the art on this article.
The artwork is two people, a male and a female, presumably, who are staring at each other. And they have a... there's, like, hearts in the background, but the hearts look like they're kind of made from maybe, like, a virus or something like that. And then in between the two people, there's a nose swab that is up both of their noses, and it sort of curls around into a heart on...
oh, my God.
In the middle of the two faces. Did I describe
it okay? I'm going to have nightmares about that.
Some daters who live in vaccine-resistant areas, remember, they talked to the San Franciscans already.
So that's us.
Yeah. Are still asking that big question from 2021. Have you had your jab? A 28-year-old designer in Kentucky who spoke on the condition of anonymity for professional privacy asks every man she matches with online whether he's vaccinated. Quote, if they're not, that's too bad. I'm not meeting you, she says.
No, I'm not trying to just... dump on Kentucky tonight, but why even become a like fashion designer and live in Kentucky? Like, just, I mean, you're obviously trying to.
Well, it says she's a designer, so she could be a graphic designer, could be a fashion designer.
I guess I just assumed fashion.
She says, they're usually angry at me and confused as to why I care. She says, it's for her safety. So, yeah, once again, changing the narrative of, oh, no, now it is really all about you. Mm-hmm. They're being at least honest in this case.
So
they're the ones who are afraid.
If her vaccine works, if the vaccine works, then why
does it matter?
Why does it matter?
Yeah. after making her requirements known to a recent match. Well, because this is really all about filtering, right? Like, she ultimately wants to filter people here.
Yeah.
She wants to filter out the, you know, the good old boys or whatever who aren't interested in this, and she wants the, you know, the liberal beta males.
She can move out of Kentucky. Right? I'm sure there aren't that many liberal beta males that just live in Kentucky.
After making her requirements known to a recent match, a mechanic with a super cute smile, he sent her a photo the next day. He was getting his first shot specifically so they could go on their first date.
Aww.
Can we meet up now? He asked. She wants to wait until he's fully vaxxed.
Okay, so there are beta males in Kentucky.
Yeah.
In the meantime, they're texting every day. She says he's annoyed to have to wait so long, but I don't really care. It's been a long pandemic. Anything worth having is worth waiting for.
Ugh.
Julie Kraftchick, a 38-year-old woman in San Francisco again, who hosts the Dateable podcast, thinks there are two types of people. Those who are still bunkering down, quote, and the people who are like, everyone's going to get it, I may as well get it over with, unquote, she says. She considers herself to be cautious, but will take a calculated risk. When UZ, Kraftchick's 40-year-old co-host, and her partner go on double dates.
I'm sorry, but is having sex at the risk of getting a cold really called a calculated risk in the winter?
That's how these people are expressing themselves. That's how they are living. That's the way they're thinking. They literally believe they are at risk of death from this. Even though we know that statistically, even according to the government's own bunk statistics, there's almost no chance you're going to die from this if you're under the age of 80.
At this point, after they've already had, like, 6 vaccinations, they have absolutely no immune system from bleaching their food when they bring it home from the grocery store and wearing masks all day, they probably would die.
That's a good
because
point.
They have absolutely no immune system.
You know, even octogenarians are likely to survive this. Unless you have morbidity issues, unless you are, like, seriously ill in other ways, you're going to likely survive getting COVID at age 85. I just talked to Crosby last weekend. He's the owner of Rogers Campground. He's, like, 86 or something like that. This dude is ancient, but he is so, like, healthy of a person.
Yeah.
The guy still does his, like, he still loves what he does. He's doing the thing that he loves. He's running a campground. He's out there every day, you know, riding around on the golf cart, fixing things that break. I mean, he is into life in a big way. And he got COVID, he told me. And he said it was pretty rough, but he survived it. And he sounded fine. He sounded like the same old Crosby that, you know, I've always talked to. So this dude's in his mid-80s, and he can beat this thing. And yet you've got a 39-year-old person in San Francisco who's deathly afraid that they're going to come down with this thing.
I mean, come on. I had patients in the hospital who are diabetic, on dialysis, like actually like critically ill, and they got COVID and were fine.
Yeah.
So it's kind of pathetic that people in their 30s who are otherwise healthy are this terrified.
Michael Hampton, who is our former IT guy, formerly because he did die of cancer, stage 4 cancer, but he came down with COVID while having stage 4 cancer in the middle of chemotherapy, and he beat COVID. So he didn't die of COVID.
He didn't even have it as bad as some of our other friends. It makes me wonder about our other friends.
More coming up here. 603-283-6160. This is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News. France's president meets with Russia and Ukraine presidents separately as tensions continue.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says students and teachers should continue to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools, even as Democratic states lift mask mandates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasized flexibility on Wednesday and said the White House is evaluating the data. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has reportedly done an about-face and will now work with House Democrats on a bill that would ban members of Congress and their senior staff from tracking stocks. According to the New York Post, Pelosi has raked in as much as $30 million personally from stock trades on big tech companies that were facing an antitrust bill in Congress. Senator Roger Marshall spoke to Newsmax.
Obviously, Speaker Pelosi is abusing the system. She's found a way to cheat and get away with it. Hunter Biden found ways to cheat. But what we need to add to this is people like Dr. Fauci. He's making over $400,000 a year, and he's overseeing $5 billion worth of grants. Wouldn't you like to know what he's investing in and where he's giving grants to, if there's any type of similarities going on there? This is the tip of the iceberg.
And SpaceX's newest fleet of satellites is tumbling out of orbit after being struck by a solar storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie and Nikki.
Yeah, we're making fun of the scaredy city people because they're pathetic. I mean, honestly, just looking at these people and how irrational that they are, how obsessed they are with safety, safety, safety. It is just so sad here. We're going to continue with the story. It's about COVID dating in places like San Francisco. But also, apparently there's still people like this in places like Kentucky as well. I'm sure they're in the minority for sure in a place like Kentucky. San Francisco, they're probably the majority, though.
The thing that's weird about Kentucky was all the times I've driven through it, there was more mass compliance, way more, once you cross the line from Tennessee to Kentucky or Ohio to Kentucky. It was something me and my friend Aurelio noticed. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's disappointing to me how much mass compliance there is here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I know it's a leftist town compared to most of the rest of New Hampshire, but still, it is New Hampshire. I expect more from the Live Free or Die people.
Yeah.
And it is disappointing. Bonnie, you and I were in one of the grocery stores today, and I was pleased to actually see a couple other people that didn't have masks on, but the majority of people in there, they had masks on.
I don't think I noticed anyone.
It's getting bad again. Yeah. And I remember for a period, there would be, like, nobody wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Well, I think it has to do with the mask ordinance. I think people are just that compliant. They're just that worried, even though, you know, the city police have announced, essentially, unofficially, that they're not going to be enforcing it.
But I bet most people just don't know
but
that.
They don't know.
Most people don't follow it, like me or you.
Or they don't want to take the chance that, you know, it could be enforced on them.
I kind of forgot that there was a mask ordinance because
it came back.
If you don't wear one, nothing happens.
Correct.
So I've been going to grocery stores, Walmart, pharmacies. Like, I've been going right. everywhere in Keene. Nobody has ever even asked me
Only
to
once.
Put a mask on.
Only once when we went into a clothing
yeah.
store. A crappy looking clothing store. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
recently.
We just didn't go in because they're like, we need you to wear a mask. I'm sorry. We're like, okay, we'll buy clothes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Who was it that got kicked out? It was either Captain Kickass or Matt got kicked out of a Auto Zone, I think
no,
it was.
No, it was a Conan.
Oh, it was Conan, yeah. So he got kicked out of, I think it was AutoZone.
Yeah, and the thing about it is...
For not wearing a mask.
Like, the week before, the day before the mask mandate got lifted, June 1st of 2020, people were all wearing masks. And then the next day that I worked after June 1st, nobody was wearing masks.
Yeah.
It's just a compliance thing. It's just the ordinance, I think.
It's so
yeah.
sad. So back to the story here about these, you know, really cowardly daters in their 40s and 30s in cities. WashingtonPost.com, lifestyle reporting on this here. When Yu Xiu, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Y-U-E-X-U, Krafchik's 40-year-old co-host on a podcast called Dateable, and her partner go on double dates with other couples, it's understood that everyone will take a rapid test beforehand. But Krafchik says daters lack that kind of clarity with people they barely know. Quote, I think a lot of people want to ask for it, but worry it's going to come off weird.
I think it's kind of rude to ask somebody to spend $18 just to go on a date with you. Like, or at least that's how much they are at the Moose Bar.
Well, that brings up the other question they do ask here is like, well, if you're going to ask somebody out, then maybe you, if you're like this, then maybe you should provide the test for them.
I think it's kind of nice because then you know straight off the bat this person's a psychopath and not to go on a date with them.
That's right.
It's kind of like a nice warning.
Krafchik says, if someone asked me, I would be relieved. She says, because she sees that request as a sign that her date is being responsible. If rapid testing becomes more ingrained in daily life, she says that's going to follow with dating too, she said. Stacia Davis, a 43-year-old computer analyst and graphic designer in Atlantic City, New Jersey, is one of those daters who's not so sure how to proceed. Recently, a man she knows asked her out to dinner. When she proposed they both get tested first, he didn't think it was necessary. Davis didn't push the issue. Quote, I'll just go and pray to the good Lord that neither one of us are infected or the people around us, she remembers thinking. Davis, who lives with her 65-year-old mother, who's a cancer survivor, kept her mask on for most of their indoor dinner date and took her untouched meal home with her.
What? She didn't even
Can
eat
you
her
believe
meal?
That?
What a crazy person.
Because she didn't want to take her mask down?
And yeah, you know he asked about it, too, and she was like, well, you didn't get a test, so now I'm just going to have to wear my mask the whole time.
And that was the last date.
It would have been for me if I was her date. I'd be like, what is this? This lady's nuts. She's willing to go out to the restaurant, be surrounded by other people who are inevitably walking by, and doesn't, you know, she thinks this mask is going to protect her. Even though, it says right on the box, it doesn't protect you from COVID.
Or even bigger picture, she thinks that she needs to be protected from getting a cold beyond, the sacrificing socializing.
Sacrificing a nice warm dinner. And what an insult to the guy, right?
Right,
like, he's paying for your meal and you're not even going to touch it? She says, it was very awkward, very weird. I didn't want to take my mask down, didn't want to eat.
You made it weird, lady.
Yeah.
I know. And, like, why did she even go? She knew she was going to be like this, so she should have just been like, no, I'm uncomfortable. Clearly, we're not on the same page regarding this, so no.
If she were ever to go on a date again, she says she'd test beforehand and would ask her date to do so as well, especially now that the government is providing each household with 4 free rapid tests. If her date were to decline... Oh, by the way, have you seen that now apparently the government is paying for N95 masks for people, too?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, there have been, like, there apparently are setups in some department stores. I don't know if it's, like, Home Depot or Walmart or where it is. I have not seen this myself, but I've seen images online of, like, a big take one kind of thing. Hey, you can have take four or whatever. Free N95 masks just all, like, thrown together in this little bin.
It's crazy because before this, everybody was so worried about climate change and global warming and recycling,
right.
And now we're throwing away billions and billions of masks.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous. Davis, let's see here. She says, if her date were to decline the rapid test offer from her, she says, maybe we can rethink if we really need to go on a date. That's what we're in.
I'm sure the guy who went on a date with you is rethinking all of it.
Some people have coronavirus tests on the brain so much they're dreaming about them. When Denver Rose Harmon, a 27-year-old wildlife biologist in Bakersfield, California, was sick with the flu last month, she had a strange dream where she was in a post-apocalyptic land, ill, and still doing things she shouldn't, riding a bike with a friend in a busy area, having dinner in a packed restaurant with her family, getting steamy with two of her YouTube idols. In her dream, Harmon received a positive coronavirus test result in an intimate moment, a scenario she thinks, quote, speaks to the stress that COVID has brought to our love lives. It sounds to me like she's dreaming of having fun again, like going out and like doing things that are normal and regular and that they're not a big deal, but that's not what she's doing in real life. So now a bike ride is a dream for her.
But it was stressful to her at the same time, so she's afraid of doing all that stuff. I'm the complete opposite. I have dreams about, like, Bitcoin. Like, last night, in my dream, Bitcoin was in things. It was in objects around me and stuff like that, and I was, like, moving the Bitcoin from one object to the other.
Bitcoin everywhere. Love it. So that's the story. That's the latest. Just, I mean, the articles like this have been coming out for the last 2 years. This is nothing new. Just constantly hammering home to people that they should be afraid, that others are afraid. This is how you're supposed to behave. You need to get all the testing. You need to get all the vaccines.
It's cute, and it makes you look like somebody that people want to date.
Yeah, they're trying to act like this is somehow attractive or sexy or, you know, something desirable.
Like
and
the lady says at the beginning, she says, when asked what is some dating turn-ons, somebody said having a rapid test, getting a vaccination or whatever. You know, you can't show her sources for that. You can't prove
that's
a real thing that people really are saying or
that's a
majority of people are saying. This is just a propaganda piece.
Straight up.
Yeah. And is this what people's personalities have came to? Like, you don't care what their personality is or what they look like. It's like, well, he's vaccinated, so this is, you know, this
he's
is
got
it.
A bottle of hand sanitizer. Hey, sugar.
Is that a bottle of hand sanitizer in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
603-283-6160. Maybe you're in the dating scene. The three of us, we're not at this time. So maybe you can relate to this, or sadly, you can relate to this. You've seen this happening, and you want to weigh in. The 603-283-6160 is the number. You can join us. It's Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Whether you want to talk about the dating scene in these pathetically obedient cities, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Bonnie, you and I saw the fourth Matrix movie back in December, I guess, when it came, shortly after it came out. We had watched the previous three, which you had never seen before, and you kind of fell in love with prior to that. Did you say it was, like, one of your favorite movies?
Yeah, the first one's definitely one of my favorite movies now. Well, even the second one, I loved the second one.
I really liked the first series altogether. A lot of people don't care for the second and third.
I like the third, too. I like every single one of them, even the fourth.
And a lot of people didn't like the fourth one. Nikki, what about you? Do you have any Matrix history?
Yeah, I've seen the first three, but I have not seen the fourth yet.
We liked it. I thought it was entertaining. It wasn't the best of all of the four, but it was fun. I had a good time.
There was no time when I was like, this part's bad or anything like that. It's just, you know, live up to the first one. That's all.
No one could ever live up to the first Matrix, and I think that's what disappointed people about the second and third was they were unrealistic in their expectations to think that it could somehow even come close, and you can't. I mean, it's just the first movie is such a wow, eye-opening kind of amazing movie, and, you know, trying to reach that level again would have been a major failure, and I don't think they even tried, and that's, I think, what disappointed people with the second and third. Instead, they just took the story in its sort of a natural directions, and again, I thought they were fine.
It was fun. I liked it.
But this isn't so much about the sequels as it is this story here about the business side of the Matrix Resurrections. And now there's a nasty lawsuit that's been filed, according to the Wall Street Journal. It is being filed by the co-producer of the Matrix films, Village Roadshow Entertainment Group. You see their logo come up at the beginning of the movie. And they are suing Warner Brothers, claiming that the decision to release the movie simultaneously on HBO Max and in theaters breached their contract. And further, that that is what actually provided the impetus for the movie's box office failure. It ultimately did not do very well. I didn't pull up the final totals, but I remember that when it came out, the first weekend was pretty underwhelming, even for the pandemic movie-going audience, which is lower than it's, you know, been in, I don't know, decades.
Well, Spider-Man came out at the same time.
And cleaned up.
Same day.
Yeah,
at the box
office. I heard that Spider-Man was really, really good.
That's what people say. I'm not a huge, like, you know, comic book fan, so I really don't care about Spider-Man. I've seen a few of them here and there. But I will say this. When we were watching The Matrix, which was literally me and Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, it was just us in the whole room, which
it was
really...
I think it was a Friday afternoon, right? Like, we were...
So.
It was, like, literally opening, like, the second day after it opened on a weekend, on Christmas weekend, too. Like, a weekend
which is usually, like, really busy for movie
it's
theaters.
It's a traditional movie weekend because people... There's nothing else to do, right? You've already done your shopping. You want to do something with the family. You go see a movie. And there was no one else in the theater. When we got out, there was another movie getting out at the same time. I'm pretty sure it was the Spider-Man movie.
It was the Spider-Man.
And it was like a large number of people for this little movie theater in Keene where you rarely will see more than 5 to 10 people in the theater. So the Spider-Man movie did very, very well by comparison. So the suit is a fresh volley in a growing industry fight as big media companies now are favoring streaming over traditional movie distribution. Warner's parent, Warner Media, put their entire 2021 slate of movies on their sister streaming service, HBO Max, at the same time as their theatrical release. The studio also moved the release date of The Matrix Resurrections from 2021 from 2022 in an effort to help HBO Max attract more subscribers, alleges the lawsuit. Quote, WB's sole purpose in moving the release date of The Matrix Resurrections forward was to create a desperately needed wave of year-end HBO Max premium subscriptions from what it knew would be a blockbuster film, despite knowing full well that it would decimate the film's box office revenue and deprive Village Roadshow of any economic upside that Warner Brothers and its affiliates would enjoy.
It's weird that Village Roadshow doesn't get any extra money for it being on
streaming.
HBO Max. I mean,
maybe they do, but maybe it's a fraction of what it would otherwise be. That's a good question, though. What's the revenue split? In response, the spokesperson for Warner Brothers said, quote, this is a frivolous attempt by Village Roadshow to avoid their contractual commitment to participate in the arbitration that we commenced against them last week. We have no doubt this case will be resolved in our favor. The partnership between the two companies does contain an arbitration clause to resolve disputes, but Village Roadshow said that it doesn't apply in this case. Quote, instead, the parties' contracts expressly allow Village Roadshow to bring any action for injunctive or non-monetary relief in this court, as they agreed that the arbitration agreement shall not prevent any party from seeking injunctive relief and other forms of non-monetary relief. So they're not looking for money?
That's really weird. But also, if they're alleging that Warner Brothers broke the contract, then they're allowed to go on past arbitration anyway, in most cases, right?
I don't know.
Somebody breaks your contract, you can sue them.
Well, no. I mean, if the contract says it's arbitration, you have to go to arbitration. But apparently they're saying there's a way out of that.
But if you broke that contract, you still have to follow the contract's rules?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In a contract, you've broken usually one part of it or more than one part of it, but the rest of the contract stays in place. So the arbitrator is the person that is the overseer of whether or not the contract was broken. So if the contract says you have to go to arbitration instead of to state court, you have to go to arbitration instead of state court. At the box office, The Matrix Resurrections garnered only a fraction of the revenue generated by its predecessors, and then they mentioned that Spider-Man did very, very well, but was not released on streaming at the same time as the theaters. Movies by major media companies to give prior or moves by major media companies to give priority to streaming services have potentially significant financial implications for the people who make the movies. And they go on to talk about how Scarlett Johansson sued Walt Disney back in July, alleging that her contract was breached when they released the movie on streaming Disney Plus at the same time, Black Widow.
Yeah, it's another Marvel movie.
She argued her box office-based performance bonus was hurt by the Disney Plus move. So she makes more money if the movie makes more money at the box office and was seeking $80 million in damages.
Wow.
Disney settled with Johansson in September. And, of course, as usual in a settlement, terms were not disclosed. So they paid her.
Yeah. Hmm. And I noticed with Black Widow that they released it really, really early. And not only that, on Disney Plus, you can pay money. So you pay your Disney Plus subscription, right? It's a monthly subscription.
Right.
But they have Black Widow on there before, like, while it was still in theaters, and you could pay, like, $20 or something to watch it. You can pay extra to watch it early, so.
I remember the first one they did that was Mulan, and everybody thought that was so crazy that you would have a subscription and pay...
pay extra on top.
It is.
Yeah, like the amount of money that you'd pay to go to theaters to watch something at home just because theaters weren't open.
Yeah, and you'd pay more in that case. Like, theaters are expensive, but they're not $20, right?
Yeah.
Well, the idea is you buy it for $20, but then you and all the kids are watching it.
Right, so it's a lower cost that way. Village Roadshow alleges Warner Brothers is attempting to cut them out of future movies and TV shows based on characters or intellectual property that it has ownership stakes in. They said it's invested $4.5 billion in its more than two-decade partnership and co-financed many Warner Brothers hits, including Joker, American Sniper, and the Matrix franchise. So they say that Warner Brothers has been devising schemes to deprive Village Roadshow of its continuing rights to own, co-own, and co-invest in the derivative works from the films it co-owns.
So
they're trying to
cut
them out.
Working with them.
They're under contract?
If people are devising schemes to take money from me, I'm just going to work with them on five more movies.
I think that they're probably not going to continue working with them at this point, but you know, they're trying to screw them after the fact. And they're saying, well, hey, we're co-owners of this intellectual property. Now you're trying to cut us out of future use from these things. And that can be a problem. Of course, the whole problem here comes from the idea of intellectual property in the first place.
Exactly.
If there was no intellectual property, then these people wouldn't have a lawsuit because Village Roadshow could go make their own Matrix sequel without having to ask Warner Brothers permission to do so. And apparently the suit comes weeks before AT&T is expected to close on its deal to combine Warner Media assets with Discovery Incorporated. So another major media conglomerate is being created here.
I'm just realizing what a better and cooler future would be if we get rid of copyright laws for movies in general, because then there would be like a whole bunch of different people creating, like if somebody came out with a really cool movie, anyone could create a sequel to that.
That's right.
Whichever one was literally the best would rise to the top, and people would be like, oh, you should see their sequel of Spider-Man or whatever.
Yeah, wouldn't that be an interesting world?
Yeah.
Yeah, where people can actually be creative and, you know.
Without having to ask permission.
And instead people have to be like, oh, the sequel sucked. The sequel that is the only sequel, man, it sucked. And too bad nobody else did it better.
I guess the thing I'm really curious about here is what exactly is Village Roadshow trying to accomplish with the lawsuit, if not to get money from Warner Brothers? Like, what are they trying to do? Is the injunction simply to stop Warner Brothers from stealing their stuff? That's not made clear in this story, so if we hear more about it, we'll keep you in the loop. But... meanwhile, if you enjoyed the Matrix movies, you probably liked the fourth one. So we'll see you tomorrow night online.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.